The Massachusetts Gaming Commission was assured by MGM and Springfield City officials that elaborate, detailed plans have been thoroughly vetted for parking, traffic and crowd control, and security for the opening weekend in an effort to make sure the state's first venture into Las Vegas-style casino gambling goes off without a hitch.
Commissioners, we're ready. We've been working with the city, and it's been a pleasure.
MGM Springfield General Manager Alex Dixon said the casino is scheduled to open its doors to the public at 11 a.m. on August 24th following a procession and ceremony. The five-member commission took a series of votes required for the casino to open, including authorizing two test nights. Revenue from the tests will be given to local nonprofits. After the last of the unanimous votes, Chairman Stephen Crosby told MGM officials, quote, "You guys are off to the races." Casino regulators toured the nearly finished casino Thursday. Crosby said the $960 million project turned out better than he expected.
You know, we've been waiting so long. I've said to so many people, we've seen renderings of this place for years now, but to actually see the real building itself and have it exceed what the renderings represented is really fantastic.
In an interview, Dixon would not speculate on how many people are expected to visit the casino complex on opening day.
I'm not a betting man, although I'm in the game business. It is really hard to predict the sheer number.
MGM has begun a marketing campaign to promote the casino, including ads on television in the Boston, Hartford, and Albany markets. Springfield Public Works Director Chris Signoli said plans for the casino's opening day include closing a portion of Main Street, as well as several side streets, and the exit ramp off Interstate 91 that is closest to the casino. In addition, parking will be prohibited on many streets in the downtown.
With that, we really need the people's patience.
DPW dump trucks will be used to block some streets, while others will be closed to through traffic with plastic barrels. The street closures will begin as early as 4 a.m. on August 24th. The city plans to get the word out on electronic highway signs and message boards set up downtown in the 7 to 10 days leading up to the opening of the casino, according to Signoli.
So the way that we're looking at it is nobody can drive in or around the city of Springfield in advance of this project not knowing what's going to be happening. Nobody's going to be waking up on the morning of the 24th and find out that its streets closed. We're going to be spending a lot of time, and we have over the past few days, getting the word out of what's going to be happening in the city of Springfield.
Anticipating that downtown parking, including the 3,500-space garage at the casino itself, will fill early in the day, MGM is encouraging the use of free parking at the Big E in West Springfield, where an express shuttle bus will begin running at 6 a.m. MGM has posted traffic and parking information for opening day on its website.
So first and foremost, our best advice is to plan ahead. Come early and stay late. Know where you want to park, and then consider using alternative means of transportation.
Springfield Police Commissioner John Barbieri said 50 police officers will be on duty downtown on the day the casino opens, with more standing by to respond if needed. Two emergency operations centers will be staffed. He described the security plan as robust.
So if there is something that comes up that's unusual or unexpected, we'll try and provide as rapid a response as possible.
Not all of the project will be finished by August 24th. Some locations for retail stores are still under construction, and MGM has still not satisfied a requirement of its development agreement with Springfield to build market-rate apartments downtown. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.